From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues a message based on 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." From this text, Dr. Cairns is preaching a message called The Key of the Entire Story of Redemption. We'll see that Christ is the mystery of godliness referred to by Paul. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns addresses today's hot topic, lazy plagiarizing preachers.
Many preachers have a dirty little secret. They'd be embarrassed if their congregations knew it, and so they go to great lengths to make sure they don't. What's their secret? It is that the sermons many men preach as if they were their own are really lifted lock, stock, and barrel from someone else. Years ago, a preacher who was candidating for a large Baptist church in Ireland inquired what kind of preaching would go down well with the congregation. He said that if they liked Spurgeon, he could give them Spurgeon. If they preferred the ornate oratory of Talmage, he could supply that. Just tell him whose work he had to steal, and he would do it. Thankfully, he didn't receive the call to that church. If you think that's a bit far-fetched, consider this. Rick Warren has said that he regularly sends out copies of what he's going to preach so that all the would-be Warrens around the world may preach those messages too. And every year, a publisher produces a handbook for busy pastors, with everything the pastor needs for his pulpit ministry, both services in the Lord's Day, and a sermon for the midweek meeting. Not only does the book supply the text, it gives the message in full, including illustrations. It gives the prayers to be prayed and just about everything else the preacher may need to do his work. When a newspaper reporter steals another person's work and passes it off as his own, he gets fired. I don't think most of us have too high an opinion of newspaper men. And yet, we put up with preachers who regularly steal other men's sermons and pass them off as their own. Now, I have no problem with preachers learning from the great preachers and expositors of the past. But I have a big problem with preachers who go to war in Saul's armor, preaching another man's material and never for a moment indicating that they might have taken it from him. It's not just that lying and stealing are wrong. They are, and will drive away the blessing of God. What worries me even more is the idea of preachers all over the world delivering some sermon text and never really getting on their knees before God to receive from him a message for the people, not just a sermon to fill in the time. The world's first gospel telephone service in New York City had a slogan, "We have a message from God for you." Every preacher should seriously think of adopting that slogan. Here's something he should be certain of every time he enters the pulpit. "I have a message from God for you." That's the kind of preaching that will do lasting good all over the world. It was said of the great Scottish preacher Robert Murray McShane that he entered the pulpit as one who had just come from the presence of God. May God raise up a race of preachers like McShane. Men who meet with God spend time in preparation over His Word, yes, and who take time to research what great scholars and preachers have said in the text, but men who do this will go to the pulpit with a message, not just a sermon. And having received a message from God, they'll not need to steal someone else's work and palm it off as their own. What we need today is real preachers and not pulpit puppets. Men whose every move is orchestrated by the unseen hands of other men whose work they steal.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. In addition, there will be reports on what the Lord is doing on two interesting mission fields, that of Liberia, as well as what He's doing in the land of Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
The secret of true godliness and true devotion is Jesus Christ, as he is then further delineated in this text. Now stop and think of that, for that is theologically, that is especially in this day of inclusivism, in this day of a one-world religion, when we are being told by everybody from the president down or up, according to how you look at him, that we all worship the same God. It doesn't really matter how you express your worship, whether it's in a Roman Catholic chapel or in a Protestant church, in a Presbyterian or Baptist setting, whether you're a Muslim or a Buddhist or whatever. It doesn't really matter. That's what we're being told. But this text runs totally contrary to all that. Jesus Christ is the mystery. He is this revealed secret of all godliness and all true devotion to God. First of all, there is no devotion to God possible without the revelation of Jesus Christ. There is no approach to God possible apart from Jesus Christ. There is no acceptance with God possible apart from Jesus Christ. This is the claim that the Apostle Paul is making. This is part of this unanimous confession of the early Christian church. And by the way, let me tell you, and I'm not here to judge individuals as to their eternal welfare or where their souls will be. God is their judge, not I. But I am here to tell you that the confession of the Christian church, the unanimous confession, the consent of all true Christian churches, centers on the absolute uniqueness and the total necessity of Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, you have no godliness. Now understand what I'm saying. Is it possible to have a moral Muslim? Yes, it is. According to his lights, he can be moral, faithful to his wife and family, and loving and kind. Is it possible to be a moral Buddhist? No doubt it is. But is there such a thing as a godly in the biblical sense? A godly Muslim, a godly Buddhist, a godly anything else but a Bible Christian. And the unanimous confession of the historic Church of Christ is, no, it is not possible. Because the only real devotion to God, the only possibility of godliness, the only approach to God, the only acceptance by God that is possible to man, is Jesus Christ in His person and in His work. That's what Paul is saying. I got a letter, rather an email, I think, just this week, from one of my radio listeners. And she was asking a question. Did I hear you right? I didn't get it written down. It disturbed me greatly. But did you quote Billy Graham and the belief that he expressed that there are many in this world who know nothing of Jesus Christ, but they will be saved because they are living to the best of their ability, to the light they have? She could not believe that Dr. Graham would entertain such notions. It's my sad duty to say, yes, he did say that. He said it in front of a worldwide television audience. And furthermore, he said, this has always been my view. I want to tell you, that's not the confession of the Church of Christ. It's the very opposite to the confession of the Church of Christ. Jesus Christ is the secret of godliness. The idea of secret and revelation would remind you that He exceeds the comprehension of angels and of men. But nevertheless, He stands revealed as this mystery of godliness, the secret of all vital godliness. I don't want to take time, well, I can't, because we will be here a long time if I do. There's a lot I would like to say and a lot of things I'd like to explore in this particular point. But He is the true secret of our godliness, and He is the proper object of our faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He's the object of faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is Christian faith. He is the embodiment of our hope. 1 Timothy 1 verse 1 says He is our hope. He is the author and the object of our love. He is, according to 1 John 4, verse 9, God's gift of love to us. And according to verse 19, He ignites in us a true love for Him and for God. Now here you have basic Christian virtues: faith, hope, and love. And the secret of every one of them is Jesus Christ. Now, one thing is clear here. Anybody who knows this mystery of godliness will be godly. I want you to see that this is not theoretical. You want to live godly, you want to be close to God, you want to be able to get through to God, you want to be able to live for God, you want to know the power of God in your life, you want to know the reality of a genuine closeness and walk with God, what is the answer? Jesus Christ. Embraced by faith, enshrined in the heart as your living Lord. Jesus Christ is the secret of genuine godliness. Now, a lot of people profess Jesus Christ. I'm not against, English is a living language, so I'm not against a moving jargon, as it were. The jargon moves from generation to generation. The jargon of evangelicals today is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I must say, most of the time I hear that, I sort of want to be sick. Because it is a method of speech. Not that there's any wrong idea in being rightly related to God through Jesus Christ. Far from it. But very often it is meant to put in humanistic terms a truth that they really don't want to address in biblical terms. The idea of being saved. See, that old word, I like it. I like it. And furthermore, anybody who is saved ought to love it. But it has fallen out of favor. Why? Because what does it mean? Saved from what? Well, immediately you're into talking about saved from sin. But we don't want to talk about sin. That's judgmental. Saved from hell. But we don't want to talk about hell. So we talk about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And the whole idea of a lot of people in this is that relationship trumps behavior every time. Let me give you an example. One of our radio programs in January, we're going to be dealing with our daily commentaries again. One of them is dealing with a Hollywood film that is now running riot, I suppose. I have no idea how many people are going to see it, called The Nativity Story. Churches are sponsoring it, Christians are running to it. I see a church in town where the preacher is advertising his sermons for this month of December, The Nativity Story According to the Movie. What on earth have we got to according to the movie? Well, I better not go down that road. But anyway, they have an Australian 16-year-old acting the Virgin Mary. And they chose a 16-year-old fornicator already pregnant out of wedlock to portray the Virgin Mary. Of course, when this became known to the producers of the film, the first thing is dollar signs. If all these Christians fail to turn up at the box office, we're going to lose money. That would be tragic. So, now starts the spin. And you get all these Christian leaders lined up to speak sympathetically about her. The girl needs sympathy. The girl needs help. The father of this child is supposedly her boyfriend of 3 years. Remember, she's 16. I think he should be investigated for child molestation. Personally. But that'll not happen. So the spin goes on. And one of the producers said, I hope that she has a relationship with Jesus Christ, and if she doesn't, that through this part she'll come to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. not a word of repentance, not a word of forgiveness, not a word of reconciliation with God, not a word about being saved. I want to tell you, my friend, let's sweep away the garbage of jargon and get down to the reality. Anybody who knows Him who is the secret of all true vital godliness will be godly and will be devoted to God. Will he be perfect? No. Will he find fault with himself? Yes. Will he wish he were a whole lot holier? Certainly. But anyone who has Christ within him has the secret and the wellspring of godliness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.